Hello, my name is Zachary Litz, and I play Nugget Ironbeard.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Stevens, and I play Tippletoe Cobblelob.
Hi, I'm Felicity Busso, and I play Marza Raneth.
I'm Michael Kajori, and I play Florian Runions.
Hi, I'm Joseph Musso, your Dungeon Master. Thank you for listening to the All D20 Podcast. Now, let the story begin.
Last time on All D20, our adventurers met in a tavern where the cute little gnome ended up having a bellyache and running to the outhouse. The drunken dwarf and the unruly halfling were sailors, and the wood elf and the otherling ended up getting passage on a ship, the Filthy Dragon. Upon taking passage of the Filthy Dragon, they ended up seeing a ghost ship and decided to explore it. After the exploration of the ghost ship and defeating the demon, they were given a very strange bottle that actually had the ship inside of it. They all went top deck, and they were peering in the distance, trying to figure out what was going on, when they realized the Filthy Dragon was gone. And in the distance, they end up seeing an island. And the four of you are looking around, realizing that your halfling buddy is not there.
Hey, where'd he go?
Ah, shit, check your pockets.
Maybe he went in the bottle.
He's not on my back again, is he?
Make a perception check.
21.
He's not on your backside, but you do notice that Tippletoe is.
Oh.
He'll show up.
So, you guys are now on the ghost ship, and you see an island slowly approaching.
Well, who's steering the ship?
You don't know, but it seems to be guided by whatever magic that emanates from the ship. It's almost like a homing beacon.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go up to the
Wheelhouse,
and see if I can take control.
Okay, so heading over to the wheelhouse, you see nothing there. You just see the wheel being moved back and forth. So you make a grab for the wheel?
Yeah.
Make a strength check?
Strength. 13.
Yeah, so you've tried to rest the wheel in the direction that you're heading toward, and try as you might, you cannot move this wheel in the direction that you're trying.
Oh, crap.
Hey, Nugget, where is this thing taking us?
We're going to run aground.
And as soon as he says that, the ship manages to slam into the bottom of the beach near the island, giving everybody a jolt. I'd like you guys to make a dexterity saving throw, please. 7 what'd you get?
7
All right, you take 2 damage as you fall to the deck. Florian, what did you get?
12
You take also take 2 damage. Nugget, what'd you get?
5
You take 4 damage.
Crap.
15
You manage to deftly hop on top of Marza and manage to not fall over as the ship jolts forward. As soon as the ship comes to a complete halt, it starts to shimmer and disappear. And I need you guys to make 1 more dexterity saving throw for me.
Oh, because we're falling.
With disadvantage for those that are already knocked prone.
Are we knocked prone or no?
Yeah, if you took damage, you were knocked prone.
Okay.
12.
You take 3 points of falling damage.
9.
You take 6 points of falling damage.
14.
You succeed.
5.
You take 3 points of falling damage. As you guys manage to land into the water and the ship disappears. What do you do?
It took my ale.
Swim to shore?
Ghost bastards.
All right, so you can actually stand up. That's why you took falling damage.
Okay.
There is a little bit of a current pulling you back toward the ocean, but you managed to get to the shore.
So, okay. Someone got the bottle?
I do.
Okay. So was there a boat in it at the time? Still, has it changed any?
Can I lift up the bottle?
Okay, so as you lift up the bottle, you notice that you cannot see inside of the bottle anymore. It is completely clouded over.
Something seems to have happened. I can't see anything inside the bottle now.
Well, that kind of makes sense if the ship is the reflection of the ship out that we were upon.
We can drink it.
No. You're not drinking this.
I don't think you want a boat bursting out of your chest.
Do you attempt to drink it?
Nah. All right, what do I see around up on the shore?
Okay, so on the shore, you actually see to the left of you several rocks that are forming kind of a sheer cliff. It looks like it would be a little bit of a struggle for you to climb. And to the right of where you're at, there's kind of an enclave of a very sandy beach. You see, like, little crabs and other sea-type creatures moving around on the actual water. And to the right, you actually see a very thick and dense jungle.
Beyond the rocks?
On the right-hand side. The left-hand side, you see, like, a sheer cliff. Before you, you see a little bit of a beach, kind of like an alcove. And then toward the right of you, you see more of a thick jungle. And ahead, you kind of see a little bit of a path of beach, but then it turns into very dense jungle.
Do any of the trees look like coconut or pineapple or banana or something that I can ferment?
Yeah. Make a perception check. Actually, make an investigation for me.
Oh, yeah. No, not as good. 12.
All right, so you managed to find a couple coconuts, but they're, you know, half smashed. It looks like some sort of animals have cracked them open. There's still a little bit of meat in there, but not sure if you can actually turn it into some sort of fermentation.
Oh, this is going to be a bad weekend. Well, I'm going to start grabbing some crabs and, you know, just lighting them on fire and then eating them.
All right, so you're grabbing crabs and lighting them on fire.
I'm looking to see if there's any interesting stones or metals here that I can tinker with.
All right, make an investigation check.
12.
All right, so you find, you know, some common pebbles, very smooth surfaces. You find a couple sand dollars, a few very interesting conch seashells. Other than that, that's pretty much all you find.
I pick up the sand dollars to maybe make a sand dollar shooter later.
Okay.
I'm looking around for wreckage of other ships.
Okay, so go ahead and make an investigation check for me.
Okay, so 15.
All right, yeah, so you find pieces of driftwood. You do actually end up finding one crate.
Okay.
That is shoved between two rocks while you're searching. Looks like it's full of some sort of barrels. Pretty much that's all you see. There's not much else. You see, like I said, driftwood. Maybe you see a couple nice seashells, but no other wreckage. There's no sails or rope or anything.
Can I pry it open myself, or do I need...
You can make a strength check.
Okay. Yeah, so 16.
Okay, so you actually managed to pry one of the waterlogged boards loose, and you see two barrels in there. One barrel that looks like it has a tap, and another barrel that has salted meat. Might be in there or something to that extent, but it's going to take you a minute. You're going to have to need a crowbar or some sort of prying device to pry them open.
Okay. Can I get a hand here?
What'd you find?
I might have found something for you to drink.
I'm there! Running over like there's nothing better to do.
Okay, so there's a half-burned crab in his hand as he's running toward you.
Here, take a bite.
There's bits and pieces of crab meat stuck to his beard.
Okay.
And he has two wet Flintstones.
Okay.
Oh, bugger. I thought I had a crowbar on my character.
Most adventurers' packs do have the...
Not mine, for whatever reason.
I do have a crowbar, actually.
Ah. Okay, well then I will try to pry it open.
Here you go.
All right, make a strength check with advantage since you have a tool.
More than 20.
All right, which barrel did you pry open?
Actually, the one with the tap I probably would have tried first.
Okay, so you pry it open, and there is a very dark liquid, and it smells of apple.
Oh, I dunked my head in it real fast.
Oh, crying out loud.
It's been an entire, pirate ship thingy without drinking.
Remember, we're on a desert island. Make it last.
Whatever, I can make more. Just so I can get a good, nice,
All right, so you quaff. Taste... This is a very familiar taste to you. This is dwarven apple brandy.
Ooh.
Of a very high vintage.
Ah, after I do that, then I seal it back up because I'm going to save it for later.
Okay.
You do not want me sober.
Make a constitution check for me with advantage since this is nothing new to you.
Constitution?
Yes.
8.
You are rip-roaring drunk. You drink way too much.
And then I'm passing.
You're slurring your words. You're seeing triple of everything right now.
Come
you're
on,
just
man.
Wasted.
Oh, I'm happy now.
How are you?
I'm going to pass out.
You're supposed to be useful when you're drunk.
That's true.
But what is this?
Okay. Ooh, all right. So we save this for later. Strong stuff. Don't drink as much as I did. Or I'll kill you. Let's see. In my drunken stupor, I still want to open the other one.
Okay, so make a strength check with disadvantage.
Ooh. 5.
All right, so you manage to get the crowbar in what you think is the barrel.
Oh, God.
And it's actually a part of the crate. And as you snap it up, you end up taking 1 point of splinter damage. As shards of wood fly towards you in an angry fashion.
Fucking barrel!
Ooh, I start running around collecting the shards of wood for my contraption later.
Anyone else want to try, or should I do it again?
Let me try.
Okay.
There you go, Squishy.
With advantage, since it's a crowbar.
Okay. Ooh, I rolled a... Oh, wait. Sorry, I gotta roll it again. Oh, it's still not good. Okay. So it's a strength check, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I got rolled a 6.
All right, try as you might. You end up pushing as hard as you can on the crowbar, and it ends up bouncing you back away from the barrel.
Okay.
Hey, Marza, you want to give this a shot? Because these boys seem to not know what they're doing.
We need some muscles over here.
Not really.
No, I got it. I'm going to try again. What's the worst that could happen?
It could be food, Marza.
All right, go ahead with disadvantage.
Wouldn't the...
It should technically cancel it out, but you are so drunk.
Yes, that makes
sense.
That
it doesn't even matter.
Oh, well then in that case, 5! No, 4!
Yeah. You thought you grabbed the crowbar, but instead you grabbed a piece of the crate and you're just wedging it up and down in your drunken stupor. And I need you to make another constitution saving throw for me. Because all of this jostling has made a little rumbly in your tumbly.
Now, is this an advantage? Because I am still used to it. Oh, well, that's 22.
Okay, yeah, so you feel the crabs start to go up to your throat.
Get back in there!
And you just take a very big swallow and get right back where it belongs.
Stay down!
Well, I guess I'll try and open the crate. I really would prefer to be off this sand in my plate armor, so I will try and open the crate, and then let's head for the jungle.
Okay, so you go towards the barrel and you open it. Go ahead and roll with advantage.
22.
Oh, yeah. So Marza says, stand back, and then with one finger pushes down on the crowbar and pops it off like it's a very simple lid. And you smell the smell of dried fish and dried venison, and there's different cheeses in there, and they're all covered in salt.
Oh, sounds so good.
Now, see, boys, that's how it's done.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad someone has the muscles.
All right, well, I'm going to pick up the alcohol barrel and go into the jungle.
All right, make a strength check.
Shouldn't we make camp?
Seven.
Yeah, so you thought you were picking up the barrel, but you were picking up the crate instead, and you ended up falling on your face.
Yeah, I love this.
You're now sleeping.
Martha, don't you think we should make camp, like...
Not on the sand.
Right here in the open?
Well, I mean, no. I mean, between the bushes where the jungle begins. Something like take the brush from that and then make some kind of shelter?
At the line of the jungle, sure, but not on yes. the sand.
Okay. Fair enough. That's why I put it out there.
Perfect.
So. And a one, and a two, and a kick!
What?
Does that actually wake me up?
Make an attack roll.
Oh, God.
Straight strength check.
15.
Nope. Pounces off my arm.
You feel like a little light jostle, but that's it.
Oh, my gosh.
My job is never done. I kick him.
All right. Strength check.
22.
Oh, that actually hits.
Yeah. Roll a d4.
Oh, jeez.
Because you are kicking him with plate mail.
Oh, God.
Two.
Plus your strength modifier.
Oh, five.
So you take 5 points of bludgeoning damage and you get kicked in the side.
Oh, God. Dude, you could have just asked me to wake up. Oh, where are we?
I'm done babysitting you.
All right, well, give me another drink.
No, you just no. passed out.
Well, that's the point.
No, if you're not going to be any good to us, we'd let the fish eat you.
I want some fish.
Maybe Marza starts heading for the jungle.
Okay.
And I follow, too.
Hey, should we bring this stuff closer in? The crates and whatnot. What do you think?
The barrels are now floating inside of a crate that's wedged between a rock and the...
We should bring them in because high tide may come around.
Yep.
And we might lose it.
Yeah, that's some pretty good meat.
I'll attempt to move the rock.
The rocks are pretty heavy.
No, so. just pick up the barrels. Leave the crate.
So you're going to attempt to pick up the barrel?
No.
Okay.
I have no use for the alcohol. I want the food.
No, but the alcohol.
It's in another barrel. There's two barrels.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why do I keep calling? Okay. Yes, I'll attempt to pick up the barrel.
Okay.
We could use wood for scrap firewood, by the way. That's something we can use as well.
I got a nat one.
All right. So in the process of trying to pick up the barrel, you actually trip over the now stirred up dwarf and fall face first into the water.
See, not as easy as it looks.
It's okay. The water's a little rough here.
Tippletoe, make a perception check.
14.
You notice a shadow moving in the jungle.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys. We're not alone here.
Well, I know. There's the jungle. There's you and you
and you. No. Look over into the jungle line.
Duger! Is that you?
Shh! Not initiative yet, right?
Can I make a perception check to see if I see the shadow?
You can take a look if you want. All you see are trees.
So I'm going to hold an action.
Well, you're not in combat right now.
Okay. Oh, okay. So I can't, if they come out of the bush armed, I can't basically get an attack off?
Because she saw a shadow,
yeah.
you can possibly do some sort of surprise, but we're not at that point.
Okay.
All that happened, there's no combat.
Okay.
Just a shadow in the jungle.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to put a few pieces of fish and venison in my bag.
Okay.
And start heading for the jungle.
All right. So you dust yourself off.
Yep.
Stand up, grab some of the food, and shove it in your pack, and you start heading toward the jungle.
Yes.
I follow suit, stuff in my bag as much as I can with some of the meat and cheese, and then follow.
I'm not leaving the alcohol. I'm taking that.
All right, if make you can another carry straight it. Check.
16.
All right, so you managed to get the barrel out of the crate and onto the ground, but the sand is just making it too difficult for you to bring it up to the beach.
No, I'll drag it.
Make another strength check.
21.
Right. With dwarven drunken determination, you manage to drag the barrel up to the edge line of the jungle successfully.
How much food can we carry?
So the barrel itself is probably 30 or 40 pounds of food, and the average character can carry about 5-6 pounds of food comfortably without being encumbered.
Bring all of it!
Well, let's... Is there somewhere where we can put it where it's a little at least somewhat safe?
Well, so far as I know, 5 pounds was taken from Marza. 5 pounds, or probably 3 for Tipple.
Yeah.
Just pick up the barrel and bring it.
So, and then there's...
So it's 22 pounds left.
Okay, so I'll take another 5 pounds.
So there's 17 pounds left in the barrel.
So that's still a lot of food. We don't want it to go, you know, go missing by insects or crabs or whatever that'll eat it. So, I don't... Who knows how long we're going to be here?
Well, you see, I can hide it for now, but then I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Why?
Because then it would be revealed. My illusions only work for a little while.
Well, for the time being, that's fine. But
we're going to rest
at
the jungle.
Just bring it!
Yeah, we're just about to go rest. It's not going to do anything.
Well, I'm just worried about high tide. Let's get
it's
it out.
It's gonna get washed away.
We've got what we've got. Let's go.
The food is gonna get washed away. Go get it.
Why don't you put some in your backpack?
I'm carrying I'm dragging the alcohol barrel up to the top. So I'm bringing a
tell
whole
you
barrel.
What. Tell you what.
I'm yelling at you from
I'm gonna
what
help
distance.
You. I'm gonna help you bring the brandy up.
Or what? No, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, you guys get the food. That's cool.
If someone gives me a hand, let's bring this up so it's not washed away. That's all I'm asking.
Okay. Can we do it together?
Yeah. So who's going to be the primary person?
I'll be primary.
All right. So go ahead and roll with advantage as they're helping you. So roll one more d20.
9. I rolled 6, 5, and 4.
So in the process of all three of you, well, really 2.5 of you, attempting to try and grab this barrel and pull it out, you manage to dump the food into the water, and you now only have 11 pounds left in the bottom of the barrel.
Okay, I grab Marza's hands, and I look into her eyes, and I say, I believe in you, and I give her bardic inspiration.
Okay, so go ahead and roll one more d20.
Carry this food inside the jungle. Okay.
All right, go ahead. Is that a
d4?
Yeah. D4? No, it's d6.
Nice. So roll a d20 and a d6.
I feel renewed. I feel this energy come through me. 19.
All right, so feeling very inspired, you miraculously grab the remainder of the food in the barrel and drag it to the shore.
I knew you could do it.
I can do it.
She can do it.
I knew it.
I need to drink more. I can't stand this.
It's good for your hangover.
Fuck hangovers.
So you guys get to the edge of the jungle. It's very thick, flora and fauna. The foliage is very dense. It's very difficult for you to see more than 5 feet inside of the jungle. Carrying anything is probably close to impossible based off of how thick and difficult it is without having the proper tools and taking a very long time to chop through. So what do you guys do?
Do you have any bushwhacking equipment?
I have this cleaver I found.
Oh, do you want to try cleaving?
Sure. Why not?
It might make a machete.
I can make any tools that we need.
That's true. You're a forge cleric, so you can...
So if anyone gives me metal, wood, and enough gold to cover the cost of whatever it would be, I can turn it into whatever...
Well, make an investigation check on the almost empty barrel of food.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Okay. 3.
Okay. It looks like a barrel. I tried to throw you a bone and failed. So, with the things that you have on hand, you know, being a sailor, that being on islands, generally a machete is the preferred tool to keep moving forward. The cleaver might work, but it's going to take a very long time for you to start cutting through the jungle.
Well, here's a question for you. Could I use my Eldritch Blast to punch a hole through the jungle?
It would be the same as you using a machete.
Okay.
As an individual. Now, with all four of you using a machete, I can see you guys cutting through the jungle fairly quickly.
Okay.
But if you're just Eldritch Blasting, you can do that.
Yeah.
But if you're Eldritch Blasting, it's going to take quite a while.
Okay.
Let's see. If anyone can find any metal around here, I can turn it into machetes for all of us.
Would I have any metal on me, considering that's one of my primary things?
You do, but you have very small precious metals. You don't. It's not like you're carrying large chunks of metal.
You know what I do have? I have pitons.
Yeah, those would work.
You have what?
Pitons.
Oh, okay.
From my Dungeoneer's kit.
Okay.
So
if you want to sacrifice those to be machetes.
I have 10 of them, so...
All right, so I'd say half for you four. Half of them would equal four machetes.
All right.
You also need to get some wood, and then you're going to need to make rolls to see how...
No, there's no rolls involved. It's just an hour-long ritual.
It's a ritual?
Yeah. It's a divinity.
I'm making you roll for this.
You're
going to use your proficiency doubled plus your wisdom modifier.
Okay.
I've been picking up these pieces of wood.
I'm gonna hand them over. Oh, plus you have the crate. You, if I recall, we still have the crate. That's wood right there.
All right, okay. So first, make a roll to make the handles for the wood, for the machetes.
Twelve.
So three of the machetes, you actually make them look very fine and nice. The other machete took you a lot longer. The wood was misshapen and very waterlogged. And it doesn't, you're not quite sure if it's going to hold a blade properly, but you're able to.
Okay.
I point out the fourth one and I go.
That's yours.
Oh, that one's machete.
That's yours.
All right, so make a roll for the blades. So yeah, you successfully make some very crude looking machetes. They're not perfect.
The worst one goes to him.
Okay, that's fine.
Asshole.
You started it.
I gave you metal.
Okay, anything else?
And that's it. So you've now successfully made machetes. What do you...
Well, that would be an hour. If anyone else wants to do anything during that hour, like set up camp or do anything constructive.
It's up to you guys.
This is a whole long ritual I have to do.
So we're setting up camp.
All right, so go ahead and make a dexterity check for setting up camp. You know, maybe some...
13. Right. Switching dice.
Oh, gosh.
So you see Marza trying to put a piece of canvas on a very flimsy piece of wood, and it keeps snapping. And unfortunately, she's unsuccessful on making a tent.
13.
All right, so you actually say, here, let me show you. And you make this very cute tent that's perfect for a gnome, but nobody else is going to be able to lay in that tent. Not unless you lay absolutely, like, flat.
I mean, I can sort of, but not completely.
I'm going to sing to myself, pitching up a tent, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, pitching up a tent. And that's, I'm going to give myself inspiration.
I don't know if you can do that at your current level. I think you have to be a higher level in order for you to inspire yourself. It's only inspiring other people.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Hold on.
I'm pretty sure. Wait a minute, guys, while we look this up.
You can inspire others.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Well, then I'm going to inspire Marza then.
Okay.
Okay, so.
We try and make your tent?
Yeah.
He wants you to pitch his tent.
Pitching up our tent. Do-do-do-do-do-do. That's our tent.
All right, so take your D6 inspiration.
Um, That's going to be dexterity. So I have a 26. So I walk up to Florian, a little confused, and I start slowly bringing my hand down his front side.
What?
Didn't you mean for me to pitch your tent?
No. No, that's not appropriate.
Oh.
We need survive. That's not going to help us survive here. Well, it might feel good.
The fabric on the grass.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I look a little embarrassed and I walk over.
It's okay.
Attempt to
if it were any
pitch
other,
the other
time.
Tent.
If it was any other time, Marza.
And you rolled a 26?
I did.
Yeah, so you successfully pitched the tent. Inspired by the idea of pitching another tent, you successfully get the tent set up, and you even have firewood ready. The camp is completely perimeter laid out. Somehow you found a couple pieces of shells that make noise, and you strung along a couple pieces of rope and shells, and now you actually have a perimeter. Like, it's impressive. You went from... I don't know how this thing works, to actually setting up a full perimeter tent and camp.
I stand proudly.
Good job, Marza.
Nice job, Marza. And then I take some time to change my familiar, and I find familiar one more time and summon myself a bat.
You have Eye of the Walrus.
So that's like a 10-minute ritual? So you close your eyes and you concentrate on... what a bat feels like, what it means to fly in the wind, what it means to not use your eyesight to guide you, and you feel this faint, distant connection. And next thing you know, the eyes are rolling in the back of your head. You're in a complete and total trance, and you're seeing this creature eating a piece of fruit on a tree. Not too far from where you're at. And it's just nibbling and nibbling, and then it just perks its head up, looks into the direction of your body, and starts flying to shore. Congratulations, you now have the bat.
Yay!
Very cool.
It's flying familiar.
Oh, is that what you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am going to... well, what are we doing right now? Do we have a little fire going or what?
Well, we need to do the watch order, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since I could actually stay up the whole time because I'm an elf. So I could pretty
you
much...
You still need 4 hours.
4 hours of trance.
Correct.
So, but the trance, from what I understand, is you could be alert during the trance.
You can, but you have 4 hours. Like, you can, but if you miss something, then nobody's going to know that. You know what I mean? So it's fine. If the whole party wants to agree to have just you take watch, that's fine. But
oh, no.
No.
It would probably be better that if you wanted to take two shifts, and then you can do a trance in the third shift.
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
The rest of us, and then one of us covers that would be fine.
I like that.
Okay.
Because I need to sleep off this hangover.
Okay.
All right, so you guys start making camp.
What time of day is it, by the way?
Right now, by the time you guys are done with the ritual and looking around, it is midday. The sun is high in the sky.
Oh,
I thought it was dark later. Sorry.
No. Oh, it's midday. So the sun is in the sky. It's definitely beating on your skin. You can feel a little bit of it burning. For those of you that are not used to the ocean, it's a little daunting, but you know, for you, Nugget, it's not that big of a deal.
I have plate armor.
I'd like to send Midgey to
we can explore a bit.
Well, before we do, why don't I send my familiar out and see what she can see from a bird's eye view?
Okay, so you summon Midgey?
Yeah.
And she appears in front of you and she looks at you expectantly.
Dear, can you go to the above the trees, high in the sky, and look down and see if you can see anything? You know, as far as, you know, if you can go like maybe a mile in and then come back.
She begins to shake her head, looks at you with a half smirk, and then nods and then starts flying up.
Okay.
And you sit there in a trance now that you've given these instructions, and your eyes roll into the back of your head so that only the whites of your eyes are being seen, as you're now seeing what your familiar sees.
Okay, question for you. I thought I could be wrong, but is it only up to 100 feet that I can see through her eyes? After that, I just have to get basically feedback from her.
I'd have to look at the specifics, okay. But I mean, we're going to follow whatever okay. Find familiar is.
Okay. And
I know that Midgey's special because of the warlock thing.
Okay.
You know, obviously, the further she is away from you, the harder the communication will be between the two.
Okay. All right.
So she flies up in the air, and you see a very thick, thick jungled island. As she flies more and more higher in the air, she notices that there is some sort of mountain in the middle of the island that has some sort of smoke coming from it. It's billowing large amounts of it, and it's right dead center in the island.
Like volcanic, you mean?
It appears like there's a lot of smoke coming from the mountain.
Okay. So I basically, while I'm in my trance, I'm basically verbally describing this to my companions. Relaying all of this.
Okay. She also sees what appears to be some sort of river that runs through the main portion of the island. There's a waterfall that's attached to the side of the mountain that is billowing all the smoke, and the waterfall is pouring into a river, and the river is cutting through the island and then spilling out into the ocean. You also see a fairly large pond to the east side of the island, and the island is massive. It is not a small place.
Okay.
And that's pretty much all she can see from this bird's eye vantage point.
Massive, as can I gauge size or scale by?
It's hard to tell because you're looking at it from a bird's eye view. Mm-hmm. So the island, you know, is big, but you don't know how big.
Okay.
You can see, or she can see from one end to the other of the island if she flies up to the max 100 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, she has to fly that high just to see both sides of the island.
Okay. Okay, so, all right. So, yeah, this island is massive. It's, you know, I don't know what we can expect here, but it's not your typical island. This is quite large. And there could be other civilizations here. So, I don't know if you want to explore since it's only midday. What do you think? Anyone? Any thoughts?
Well, I'm going to just sit here and try to work on this contraption, honestly. It might be able to help us pull some of this weight of meat.
Okay, well, what do you think, Marcia? Do you want to go or, you know?
Yeah, I think we should look around.
Okay. I don't see a big problem if we were to split up just for a short distance.
Yeah.
And...
All right, I'll stay with the camp.
Okay. Promise not to drink all the alcohol, because we don't need you grumpy for the rest of the time we're here.
That's right. That's why I will drink it, so I'm not grumpy.
Well, why don't you figure out a way to make more before you...
Can you make me a small cup?
I could probably do that.
So I can take lots of shots.
How about pace yourself? I'll make you a smoke up if you pace yourself.
Pace.
I might even make the small cup like do really
we
cool
are
things.
On we are on a desert island, so but perhaps we're on a desert island. You might want to be a little conservative.
Maybe I can turn this cup into a spyglass. How cool would that be?
As you guys are talking, day, all of a sudden, turns almost into night as a very dark, looming cloud heads your direction. The winds start picking up.
Thunder. Oh, finally some nice proper sea weather.
Thunder echoes in the darkness.
Oh, shite.
Minor illusion into a rock.
You minor your illusion yourself into a rock?
Yep.
Okay, you are now a rock.
Okay.
As the cloud gets closer and closer, you guys have this ominous feeling. You can't quite describe what is going on. The thunder seems to get louder and louder as it approaches. It's not a normal storm. This is something you've never seen before, Nugget.
Oh, crap, because I was going to say it was like an undead storm. Crap.
You guys hear the rock say, I don't like this.
Well, be on your guard.
Everyone make a perception check.
16.
22.
9.
15. Okay, so Nugget, Florian, and Marza. You guys see four figures emerge from the cloud. Four figures of shadow. And it seems like they just shoot down from the cloud, land onto the beach about 50 yards away from you. And then they slowly start forming themselves up into some sort of demonic shadowy figures as they approach.
Shit, I told you there were shadows.
And we'll find out next time.
Oh,
on all these.
No.
Yes.
Son of a bitch.
Hello, fellow adventurers, and thank you for listening to another episode of All D20. This was episode 6, An Island Adventure. It only gets more interesting later. Please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes, and make sure you review us on Stitcher as well. As always, we appreciate everything you guys do for us, and we appreciate the fact that you take the time to listen to us. Game on.